Are you tired of spending your time comfortable with the uncomfortable? Ready to finally step out and find your joy, your passion, and start really living? Then welcome to the Pro Growth Podcast. My name is Dan, and my goal is to connect with and inspire others to help you find the direction you should go. Welcome back to another episode of the Pro Growth Podcast. Elizabeth.
Hi. Dan. How are you?
Great. I had to think of a new way to introduce you today.
That was a new way. It caught me off guard. That's a good thing. So,
hey, I know I'm excited to be here. I think we just got done chatting about some wonderful things that we're working on. And I'm excited to share about some of those things here today. We talked about some wins. We've got some exciting things happening in both of our businesses, and I think that that's always fun. So let's kick this off. Let's see. Let me start here. I want to share that custom music was designed for our podcast by Huff Productions. You can go to huffpro.com and schedule an appointment with them to talk about how you can get custom music for your podcast or whatever else you might be working on. They love music and they love producing custom tracks, so give them a shout. And then, as always, my day has been fueled by Percheron Coffee. Wayne over at Percheron has always taken good care of me and is always doing hard work to brew great coffee. In fact, I'm going to give him a shout out because in this batch I just got, he sent me a special gift. I asked him recently on TikTok. Oh, by the way, percheron.com is where you can go to find out more about him and his coffee. And there'll be a link in our show notes for both of those. But yeah, so he sent me a special gift and I thought, man, that was so exciting. So not long ago on TikTok, we were chatting back and forth. He was doing some videos and more like tutorial or educational style videos about roasting coffee. Mm-hmm. And he talked about the difference between like store-bought coffee and fresh brew or fresh roasted coffee and how he showed how it reacted. I thought, wow, this is fascinating. Stuff I really didn't know.
Yeah.
But then I was like, you know what? All these coffee connoisseurs are always, you know, demonstrating and selling pour overs and talking about pour overs and how intelligent they make me. You're like, how intelligent they make me. and so I was like, dude, why don't you do a video on that next? Because I'm really curious. What's the deal with pour overs, right? Does it really do anything for me? And he's like, you know what? I'm completely against what the rest of the world probably says about it. And he's like, but there is something I really love about a pour over. He's like, I don't think it changes the flavor that much. Yeah, maybe there's some good thought behind that. He's like, but what it does for me is it just allows me that moment in the mornings to just focus on nothing but pouring that cup of coffee. It's almost like meditation. And I was like, okay, now I need to know. And so he sent me a little pour over kit. And I thought, nice. How awesome was that? So there was, you know, I had the glass decanter. Great. Yeah. I was like, man. So now I've got to try some pour overs. It's going to be a fun way to focus on nothing else around me except pouring that cup of coffee for a minute. And I think that's going to be actually really relaxing. So while we're on that topic, I mean, this isn't where I plan to start at all. As you know, sometimes we just get off track. But Elizabeth, I know you're a big tea fan. Is there any special, like, I don't know, the word ritual comes to mind when I think about what he explained about this pour over process and how it benefits him in particular. I'm curious, is there a ritual that you really enjoy when it comes to tea?
That's an interesting question. I don't know that anything particularly comes to mind so far as like the preparation of it. I mean, I drink hot tea and iced tea. Sometimes I like to brew it so that it's cold, and sometimes I like to brew it so that it's warm, and it has absolutely nothing to do with the weather and everything to do with just how I feel that day. There's no rhyme or reason to it. It's just, this is what I'm going to do today.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I think it's fun to have some variety in there, but, you know, I think for me, kind of the way that I look at IT, and this was actually something that I kind of had integrated into my work day, and it's carried over now that I have a business, is it's kind of just that pause in the middle of the afternoon where you kind of just step away from the computer, whatever you're working on, and you kind of just, you know, you go in and you make this nice comforting cup of hot tea, cold tea, whatever it might be, and bring it back with you. And it's just something fun to have to kind of sip as you're going through that, you know, whatever you're working on next. And so to me, it's like one of those, you know, it's that fun thing that kicks in about 2 or 3 in the afternoon where it's like, oh yes, I have something fun to do. I need to go, you know, make my cup of tea. And it's like one of those things that's just kind of like an anchor in the middle of my day of like, you know, my days are so different and I love that. I love the variety of my business, but it's also nice to have that thing of like, I know it's time for my afternoon cup of tea, and it's just something fun to look forward to every day. So
I think that that's great. And I think without intentionally setting that up, this was not planned at all, I promise, but I think that's a great example of what we're about to talk about. Hmm. And here's why I say that, because today's topic, so to speak, ideas that we want to share really have a lot to do with, well, starts with connecting with people. Here's what I know about many of the people that we work with is that they love to explore new ways to grow. And they, most of the people we've worked with and have helped, been able to help, generally feel like I do. And they don't like this idea of sales because it just seems like there's so much out there that's just forcing them to be salesy. Mm-hmm. I don't think that that's a requirement to be good in business and to be good at selling even. Because I don't spend much time on the sales process itself. I'm not out pitching people on a day-to-day basis. Rather, I'm working to better connect and understand where people are and what excites them and the things that they're working on, and being genuinely curious about them. And so it might be something as simple as asking them about how they enjoy tea. I want to outline this as I started with a story about me. And this is what I think about because many of the people we work with happen to have a tendency to be introverted as well. Or at least that's how they feel when it comes to considering networking events or connecting with new people that are going to be able to support sustainable growth over a long period of time, right? New relationships are required to grow your business outside of your current reach. And what do you do to start effectively building those new relationships? That's the concept that we want to talk about today. But I just wanted to, you know, throw in just as we talk through that, and as it occurred to me that we're demonstrating by example exactly what that could look like. I simply shared what my experience was with coffee. And then I asked you, Elizabeth, do you have any unique experiences that you'd like to share about tea? What a great way to just learn about someone that doesn't feel salesy, but allows us to build more of a connection. Because that's genuinely something I didn't really know about Elizabeth and her daily root tea rituals. but that could have given us more to talk about, because then I can see, as an example, that's something to look forward to in the afternoon, right? You mentioned that. Mm-hmm. 2 or 3 or whatever time it is in the afternoon, you said, I know that gives me something to look forward to. And I'm like, wow, okay, well, you know what I really look forward to? Or what else do you look forward to, Elizabeth? Those would be great next questions. And keeping them open-ended, you know, instead of just yes or no questions, is a great way to continue those conversations. So it hit me as we discussed that that's what we're going to be talking about today. And it's like, I should spend some time outlining what that could look like for somebody if they meet those characteristics, right? If you have a tendency to be introverted, but you do believe and enjoy the one-on-one conversations, or even believe and enjoy the process of building new relationships, you just get uncomfortable when it starts to be overwhelming, or you don't want to approach a conversation from a sales perspective, or, you know, feeling salesy. Networking. That's the one place I've spent a lot of time networking over my years, whether that was for business or for pleasure, meaning you know, socializing, social environments is still networking when I was in the military, because mm-hmm. when you have the opportunity to rub elbows with people you don't always get to have the opportunity to be talking to, you know, there's some networking involved. And mm-hmm. Building those relationships was important for different reasons. It had nothing to do with business, but it certainly had to do with, you know, finding new mentors or mm-hmm. You know, learning what has allowed other people to be successful in the positions that they hold, things along those lines. Even yeah. if it was just a short conversation, there was always an opportunity. So being able to navigate those and not feel salesy was mm-hmm. important. So you're a sergeant major and or a colonel or a general, and I'd love to know, what did it take to be a general? Mm-hmm. Well, that just doesn't sound authentic. So, you know, learning to navigate those conversations was probably the first part. Anyway, I see yeah. it, and I do it a lot, and I think about all the times I've moved. You know, I just moved here in May to Florida, which, mm-hmm. by the way, as we record this, look, I've got a long sleeve shirt on. This is like groundbreaking news. It's chilly here today.
It was cold this morning. Yeah. I think it was about like 50 degrees this morning, which made me extremely happy. But I know you probably didn't feel the same. But
well, I mean, it's not quite beach weather, but I can't complain no. because that just means I was looking at I was eating hot wings last night, and I was watching a football game, and in Green Bay it was snowing, so I was like, well, I'm not there. So
yes, 50 degrees doesn't look so bad.
No, not at all. So, no, I won't even. No, yeah, that game was. Oh my gosh, it was horrible. You didn't watch it, did you, Elizabeth?
No, I don't keep track of any football except my alma mater, and they won their game over the weekend, so that was all that mattered to me.
Well, there you go. That's a win. So, well, the Green Bay Packers won their game, but it was. I think the analyst said that at halftime, the score was 3-0, and the only team to score was Green Bay. And at halftime, 3-0 would have made that the lowest scoring first half of the entire NFL season this year.
Oh no!
I was like, I don't keep up either, but I have a team. My team is the Steelers, I hope that. We still have listeners after I say that. But So I don't keep up, but I just happened to catch that because, you know, that's what was on where I was eating wings. And I was like, well, this is interesting. And then I looked at the score and I was like, this is horrible. And then it just, the way it unfolded, I was like, wow. I don't even know why I brought that up. But
it was the weather.
Yeah, the weather. Green Bay, cold, snowing. Got it.
Thank you.
Anyway, it's still nice here. I moved here in May. I had to learn how to navigate this new town, build new relationships once again, and plug in to the right places so that I could continue to build, you know, a sustainable business, you know, new growth, new opportunities, and looking at how we can tie into those new opportunities and be able to adjust or create our offers to support sustainable growth. But it requires being able to network or connect with new people consistently. And I say all that because it's something that I've managed to figure out how to do over and over again. And that's what I want to share today, or start talking about today, is these ideas, what I'm going to call the three keys to sustainable growth. The first one is just that. It's connecting with people. I was kicked out of I shouldn't say this. Did I mention this already on a podcast, Elizabeth, that I was kicked out of a Christian entrepreneurs group?
I don't think so. I think you posted about it on Facebook, but I don't know that it's been in a podcast yet. So.
Are you shocked to hear that? I'm not going to talk poorly about anyone, and I'm not going to talk poorly about the group. I'm going to just assess that it means it probably wasn't a great fit. But here's the concept. Here's what happened was the administrator of that particular group had made a post where he said the one thing people should focus on was building connections with new prospects and making them feel like you care about them. That caused me to pause for a minute, which is hence the intentional pause here. But it caused me to pause for a minute. And then I realized that, wow, I said, what if you took the word prospects out? And I actually replied with this. I said, you know, I would encourage you to potentially take the word prospects out, replace it with the word friend, and actually make them feel like you care about them. And apparently I was not a great fit for his sales training and he kicked me out. So That's the moral of the story. Not a great fit for me. Perfect. Because I don't want to be aligned with people who are just wanting to make sales. Mm-hmm. We've talked about that before. I want to be aligned with people who genuinely want to help others, who do want to grow their income, because I think that there's a direct correlation between growing your income and being able to genuinely help others in a more profound way. So don't get me wrong. I think there's absolutely a correlation there, but it's not all about sales for me. And I don't label anybody that we have the opportunity to talk to as a prospect, nor do I really talk about closing them.
Yeah.
And I think about that from the perspective of, what if they heard me? If they heard you and I talking about them, and let me just say, I mean, people are listening to this when it gets published. So, you know, if you are sitting out there and you heard me say, you are my prospect, and I want you to tell me what would make it easier for me to close you. That feels like yuck, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it starts with the genuinely looking at how we can connect better with people. And I'm going to stop right there for a second and ask you, what are some of your thoughts about connecting with people? Elizabeth, you do a pretty good job of this as well.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, I think, you know, as you've been talking here about networking and all, like, I haven't had I had the opportunity to, I mean, I went to business school in college, there were opportunities to network, but I avoided networking events. And when I had to go to them, I tried to spend as much time with the food table as I could, because I thought of doing networking in the context that a lot of us think of networking felt really uncomfortable for me. I am, when I've taken like the Myers-Briggs test before and all, I am pretty close to 50-50, but I'm more so introverted than extroverted. And when it comes to networking events, I definitely see the introverted side of me come out. And I think that, you know, at this point in time now in my business, I've probably done, I don't know, something like 30 or so sales calls. And that was not something that I was super excited about when it came to starting my business, but that's how you get clients, is you have sales calls. And, so I, you know, kind of those introductory calls to get to know each other. And I remember my first sales call that I did, it was someone that I didn't know. It was someone who was referred to me. And I went out on my lunch break to go talk to him in my car in the parking garage where there are cars going overhead. You know, this is lunch break time, so people are in and out. And it was not the best environment. I had a little piece of paper that I brought with me that I put on the steering wheel and was like taking notes and trying not to honk the horn as I did. And like, you know, it was not the most ideal setup. And I was scared out of my mind about doing that. But, you know, starting from that point, the more that I've done these, the more comfortable I've gotten with them, because I've realized that it's a conversation. It's an opportunity to get to know them. Mm-hmm. I'm not necessarily the person who goes to a party and will talk to everybody in the room or anything like that, but I'll tend to find a few people that I know and we'll have a really good conversation, maybe for an extended period of time. But to me, that's a great event. You know, if you go and you make a friend that you have a really good conversation with, and to think about that, that's what I have the opportunity to do and calls and getting to know people is just, I get to know more about them. I love to ask people. I tell them, you know, I've looked at your website. I've done my homework here on your business because I wanted to be prepared for this call, but I want you to tell me in your own words, why did you start your business? What do you love about your business? Tell me about your goals. Where do you want to go? And we start there. And then from there, we see whether or not my work would be a good fit. If it's not, and sometimes it's not, you know, to me, that's not a wasted call. It's not a wasted time. I may be disappointed that it didn't work out, but, you know, I think it served the purpose of we connected over that and we saw, are we a good fit or not? And I think it's just a different perspective when we show up looking to connect with people as opposed to thinking that it has to be this thing that we think of as networking, that it has to be this, I have to go talk to everybody for 30 seconds or whatever it might be that we think of, and where you can go deep with people, you can just be genuinely interested in them and the work that they do. You know, I always leave those calls, even if it's not a great fit, I always leave those calls thinking, you know what, this was a great conversation. I just enjoyed getting to hear from someone about the business that they love so much. You know, it's been an honor for me to get to hear people share the story of how they started their business, of what they love about it. And it's those connections that I think make it just such a, it goes deeper. It's to that next level. And when we approach it from that perspective of the relationship piece of it, as opposed to just a sales call or anything like that, I think it makes it less pressure for us, but it also just makes the conversation a lot better and a lot more fruitful, I think, ultimately, because you can really get to know them, really get to see if it's a good fit, and then start off on the right foot if so.
I absolutely agree. And you brought up some really great examples of questions that you can ask to help lead some of those conversations well. And something that I reflect back on, and I don't remember who was discussing this, it's been a couple of years now, but it stood out to me and I've kept it with me close, is, you know, if I was going to go to an event, before I go to the event, you know, what defining for me, what would make this a successful event? And I started really realizing that if I could genuinely connect at a different level with at least one other person, that would make it a great event for me, a great experience, and then be able to take away some great, you know, topic, you know, teachings or whatever's happening at those events. You know, being able to take some of those away is also great, but connecting with at least one other person, and I, you know, started looking at setting a goal of connecting with at least five other people, you know, depending on the size of the event, the format, and what it looks like. So you just kind of shift what that looks like. But going in prepared to say, this is what's going to make it a successful event for me, allows you to go in more prepared for what you need to do. You can start building a plan for what you need to do while you're there. And I look at these luncheons that I go to with the Chamber of Commerce here. You know, recently I had the pleasure of leading one where it was focused on networking from a slightly different perspective. I think think part of the problem is when people think about networking or connecting as a business, they don't think about the things you just laid out. They think about, I've got to go hand out business cards and generate new leads. And I don't think it's any, here, let me burst some bubbles. Let me just burst some bubbles on this topic really quick. This is what it looks like. There's no short-term answer to long-term success. If you're out generating new leads, those are short-term relationships. If you're focused on building relationships, those are long-term customers. Clients is what I prefer to call them. Friends is usually what they end up as. Yeah. And I think that's an important distinction, is it's the long game, right? What are you doing to successfully set yourself up for the future of your business? That's where you achieve sustainable growth. Yes, you can incorporate multiple ways to, you know, to create cash flow and multiple income streams and all those wonderful things. And you could probably be, there are plenty of people out there, I'm not going to say that you can't be successful in doing it that way, but when it comes to overall satisfaction in your work and your life, you're not achieving the same thing by doing it that way. Just chasing leads, there's a thrill there. I get it. For some people, that's absolutely where they thrive, and that's okay. But when you sit back at the end of the day and you look at, what have I accomplished? I want to know, are you truly excited about all of the things you're doing each and every day in your work and your life? And if you're not, I'm telling you right now, this is what we have learned, and we're sharing with you, and how you can change that, whether it's your career path and you just focus on one relationship at a time in your workplace, that's okay. Make it more enjoyable in your workplace by truly building valuable relationships. If it's for the purpose of growing in your business, understand this, that relationship today, Elizabeth and I started out right here. We shared that with you. We started out right here in a conversation with each other. We were exploring the exciting things that each of us were doing. And when we left that first call, we had both agreed in harmony that we were not a great fit for working together. Yet mm-hmm. here we are today. So obviously mm-hmm. there was another call, but
you know, yes.
But both of us left that with a great experience in mm-hmm. general, because we were invested in really understanding more about each other. Mm-hmm. And whether you had come back to me or I had come back to you or not, you probably would have been much more likely to say, oh my gosh, I talked to Dan and I think he could truly help you with that thing you're working on. Would you agree? I mean, you'd have been a great referral resource for me.
Yeah.
As a friend and colleague. And so there's value to that as well. And so for the introverts in the room, I'm going to throw this out there. And I mentioned that I led this luncheon the other day. I should cover that, close the story loop, so to speak, on that one. I led this luncheon the other week, and it was really focused on getting people in the room to invest time in learning about the other people at the table instead of talking about what they're doing and how they can serve others. It was mm-hmm. investing in how others could potentially serve each other. I got some great feedback. I'm still getting feedback. So a lot of initial great feedback, but then I did an interview for another podcast I'm working on, mm-hmm. with our mayor here, super nice guy. And then our city mm-hmm. manager, who is also a career Army veteran. We had such great conversation, but he's sort of, not the most outgoing. I hope he doesn't listen to this podcast. Scott, if you do, I mean this with all sincerity and kindness, but he's not the most, like, he's not the one to go out of his way to tell anybody things if it's not in his direct path, so to speak, right? He's very focused mm-hmm. on being good at what he does, and he's great at what he does. As our city manager, he's doing some great things. But he approached me after that and said, man, that was like a really good event. And it just meant a lot to me. And I'm not sitting here to brag. I'm just thinking about the power of getting other people to invest in each other.
Yeah.
Instead of showing up, handing out business cards, and sourcing new leads. Because when you show up and everybody's doing that, everybody leaves with a bad taste. Mm-hmm. Except for the one guy who just thinks that highly of himself anyway, right? Or gal. It could be a gal. But there are a couple people you run into that it doesn't matter where they're at. This was exciting. So, and if you were falling asleep listening to this podcast, hopefully that just jarred you. Anyway, I lost my train of thought. So going back, that was the purpose of bringing up that event. But here's the thing. If you want to sell more, you want to build a sustainable business, you know, sustainable growth for your business, here's what I found that seems to work. No, here's what I found that does work. Don't look at creating new connections for the purpose of selling them anything. Mm-hmm. Do what Elizabeth just outlined. Focus on being genuinely interested in the things that they're doing. And then the second component, so I'm going to get to these other two components as I look at the time. I thought this has been a really good conversation for me. I hope it has been for anyone that is listening, and I hope it's been for you, Elizabeth. But so these other two points that I did mention, that there's three keys to sustainable growth. So we expanded a bit on connection. I'm going to give a little teaser as to why people might consider coming for the next episode. And it's because I want to expand on these other two. But it's simple. Seeking first to help others. And I think about the Zig Ziglar quote, right? If you can get anything you want in this world, if you help enough other people get what they want. And anybody that knows me knows I love to help other people. Now, I've had to learn where to draw those boundaries and say, yes, I'm happy to help you with that. Here's how that looks, right? Mm-hmm. Because I have to be mindful that the experiences that I've collected over my years, you and I talked about that before this recording. There's a lot of experiences and different perspectives that I do bring to the table, and there is value in that. So that's another piece that I'm going to get to in a second, but there's tremendous value in that. So I want to make sure that you understand you need to figure out where your line is and be mindful of what you're giving away. I love to help people, and I love to help people for the purpose of helping them and nothing more. But at some point, I had to understand where to draw the line to say, okay, this is moving beyond helping and making an impact to, we should talk about doing business together if we're going to continue to have these conversations. So that's what that looks like. And then, so seeking first to help others. And there's lots of ways you can do that. We're going to get into some more of that in upcoming episodes. And I think I'm going to start some daily Facebook live streams where we'll be discussing some of these topics and ideas in a bit more depth. Excuse me. But the third one is to be clear on your offers and your ask, which also means you need to understand the value that you're presenting to people, you know, how it's valuable to them. We're going to get into kind of what that looks like in future episodes and Facebook Lives as well. By the way, it's not going to be just Facebook, at least not up front. I think I'm going to go to Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn. So if you'd like to join me, I will add... I'm going to say this. If you'd like to join me for any of those, jump onto our podcast page at podcast.danw.us and sign up for our newsletter there, because I'm going to tell those people first. And so if you are those people, you'll get that information as soon as I've scheduled the times. I'm trying to decide on what the best time of day may be. So if you have input for that, or if you're listening and you want to be part of that, you get the first vote. So send us a note. And I did not intentionally make that rhyme. As our music maestro over here, Elizabeth, who loves to write music. That's not me. I'm not a poet like that. Anyway, those are the three keys, right? Connect with people, seek first to help others, be clear on your offers and your ask. And I'd be remiss if I didn't say, we'd love to help you do those things. And I want to talk really quickly. I've been listening to my friend Cliff Ravenscraft, and I'm going to go find a link to include in the show notes, but he's been really talking more about structuring masterminds lately. And he and I and some others that I am familiar with and friends with structure our masterminds very similarly. We learn from each other. We continue to learn and grow in the way that we're supporting others. And we did start a mastermind. We haven't really talked a whole lot about it. We haven't really pushed it, so to speak, mostly because I'm focused on the relationships and finding the people who'd be a great fit for supporting one another. So really quickly, I just want to talk about if this is the first time you're hearing a mastermind, or maybe you've heard it before and you're still not really sure what that means. It's simply this, right? First of all, Napoleon Hill in the book Think and Grow Rich popularized the mastermind concepts. He did not invent them, but he certainly helped bring more light to them and has given people more tools to support their ideas for sustainable growth and working in solidarity or unity with other people to create a mastermind experience. And let's see, I have some notes pulled up really quickly to quote. Essentially, it's this. I'm not going to spend time trying to find the text, but essentially it's this. It's, you know, two or more people coming together for in perfect harmony and balance for the purpose of a unified outcome, right? The greater outcome of the group and the individuals in the group as a whole, not just me as an individual, not just Elizabeth as an individual. It's for the greater good of the group. And here's the beauty of what a mastermind enables you to do, is it allows me to leverage the experience of Elizabeth, who has come from a completely different world, a different background, different education, and a different perspective or viewpoint of situations that I can't see by myself. And when you put two or more people in a room together, the concept that he outlines is that my brain and Elizabeth's brain start getting into some weird math. Instead of two brains, it becomes three. You create a mastermind. My mind, Elizabeth's mind, and our mind together creates a different perspective, different experience, allows us to see things from a new way. It allows us to work together in harmony. When I say in perfect harmony with each other, it's not that we don't have disagreements. Elizabeth and I don't agree on everything, believe me. She keeps me on my toes. But it's for the purpose of being able to brainstorm ideas and look at things from mm-hmm. new perspectives and create new insights and look at how we can support each other's growth into the future. And it allows us to do that in such a way that without each other, we could never have done it in a lifetime on our own, the things that we have brainstormed and come up with together. And so that's where our mastermind is focused. This week, we're actually going to be discussing goal setting for the end of this year, moving into 2022. And we're going to be talking with what is that greater outcome that the group would like to achieve? You know, do they want to earn six figures? Do they want to earn their next six figures? What does it look like? And how can we work together to support them in achieving that as we look forward into 2022? So I'm super excited mm-hmm. about that. And I wanted to mention it because we hadn't really done much promotion of this mastermind. And I'm just putting the offer out there that that's exactly what we're doing together. And if if that's something you want to explore, I'm going to encourage you to go to the website and fill that out. You can go to danw.us and click on the Journey Mastermind. And it's Journey because we are in this journey together. And I believe that. And I'm there with you. I share just as much as the other people in community share. And we're only looking for five or six additional members. And beyond that, I think that's where we're going to stop the growth of that mastermind. So we have a great core group of people right now. We have a wonderful mm-hmm. time. And I want to keep it that way. So I'm not trying to like open this up for, 100 applications, but I'd love to have, four or five great people who are looking to grow into 2022 with us, to come alongside us and be able to not just benefit from the group, but be able to contribute, with their world perspectives and the experiences that they bring. So that's enough of a sales pitch. That's all you get from me from a sales pitch. But I would have been remiss if I didn't bring up that's the work we're doing. That's where we're looking to go for the end of this year and into 2022. So we're excited. Any parting thoughts, Elizabeth? I think we did share the three keys, and we're going to talk some more about them coming up. We're going to talk about who might be a great guest for you to talk through some of these additional points or be able to expand on them in new ways and shed additional insights. So that's the future of the podcast and the future of my Facebook and YouTube and other things that we're working on. Oh, I forgot to mention TikTok, didn't I?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So TikTok, I'm going to be putting some of that over there too, because I've been having fun with TikTok. Mm-hmm. I'll make sure we put some links in for that. So if you are not following me on TikTok, you do. Here's what I learned. And then I'll go to you for closing thoughts, Elizabeth. My apologies. But here's what I learned. You were there with me when I learned it. 52%. Most people think right now, most people think that it's a bunch of young people dancing around, doing silly things, or half naked, trying to get attention. Here's the interesting statistic that I learned recently. 52% of TikTok users are actually 35 and older. So what does that mean for most of our people listening is that your audience is likely to be there. And I would encourage you to at least explore that there's other content besides silliness and dancing and half-naked kids and young adults, whatever it may be, just seeking attention. There's a lot more there than just that. TikTok's algorithms allow you to put content out that doesn't just reach your followers, unless you've set your account settings and privacy up that it only for your followers. It allows you the ability to have your content displayed to people who have expressed an interest in content like yours. And so if you're looking for Christian inspiration and you have indicated in the past that you've liked other content that's related to Christian inspiration. thanks for the help, Elizabeth. You'll be presented with more content related to Christian inspiration. And it's really fascinating to see how that works. And my feed, I get a lot of our entrepreneur community. I get a lot of some of my mentors' content presented to me and people related to them who are sharing similar insights and ideas. And it's been a good experience. So I would encourage anyone who has thought poorly of TikTok to just consider giving it a shot and looking at it from a new perspective. So, okay, Elizabeth, your turn.
Oh, well, you know, I was thinking about it here because I know we've got the three keys, but I know we kind of spent most of our time here focusing on that first one, which it's one of my favorites. I mean, they're all good ones, right? But I like that connection piece. And I feel like that's so important. And, you know, one of the things I was just thinking about here as we're talking, and I feel like it also really ties together well, the mastermind, and then also talking about how we approach sales and potential customers and all. You know, I think that when we, you know, okay, so let me back up and say, I spent a good amount of time in my childhood and even occasionally today watching Little House on the Prairie.
And, okay, yeah, little secret. I really loved that show. Go ahead. Oh,
well, good. Then you know exactly what I'm talking about here. It is, yes, they do reruns all the time. So whenever I feel like tuning back in, I always can, and it is great. But, you know, one of the things that strikes me, and of course, I know it's the televised version. You know, I don't know what life was like back in the day, but based on what I know, I think this is accurate, that there was no, here's my work life. I go and I work with these people and they are my coworkers or my customers. And then I don't see them again. They were working side by side with and serving their neighbors, the people who were sitting beside them in church on Sunday. There was no, here's my work life and here's my life. It was just, these are the people and my work impacts them. And whether it's, you know, in a co-working kind of a situation or whether it's in a, like these are the people that I'm serving, my customers. But that's one of the things that I think always strikes me in this as well is that those relationships, like even when I was back in my job, it makes such a difference if you have those people who are, you know, like friends to you. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to hang out every weekend or anything like that, but, you know, to have those people who you consider to be friends, that was a game changer in my jobs. It made so much difference as to how I felt about it. You know, when you start a new job and you don't know anyone, it gets a little lonely there and you're like, I don't know how I feel about this job. And then you start to get to know people and you're like, okay, this is great. I found my people here. And, you know, I think it can be even all the more in business. You know, I'm always so grateful when a client ends up becoming someone who I consider to be also a friend. You know, I think that's a really great thing. You know, and I mean, of course, you know, there has to be, you know, you have to discuss money and I don't always like discussing the money piece of it. Sometimes that can be a little hard for me. I have to step outside of my comfort zone on that. But, you know, I think that when we approach business and we recognize that it's all people, whether it's your coworkers, whether it's the people who are your support group, like a mastermind, whether it's your customers, that we're all just people. And when we connect in that way, I think there's just something that's really special about that. It adds so much joy to it. I love my work. I could sit here and I could talk to you all day about how much I love my work. But what I really love about my work is the people that I know it impacts, whether it's my clients directly or the people that they serve, which sometimes I get to know them too. And I get to see the impacts of it spreading out even farther. And then who knows where the impact goes from there. And, you know, I think that's what adds so much joy to the work is when there is that human piece to it, whether it's a partnership, whether it's the customers that you serve and getting to know them, whether it's having those support groups, that it's all of those things that when we approach it as humans, as relationships, you know, I think that just adds so much more joy to the journey. And don't we all want more joy, you know?
Absolutely. And, you know, I love that. I love the way you laid that out because it's exactly what I talk about when I talk here in my local community about what it takes to build community. I never even considered, but you're absolutely right. That world that's portrayed in, you know, a simple TV show, it really can be that simple when you break it down. It is if we can be more in community with one another. And I wouldn't normally do this, but I'm compelled to share these verses from our sermon on Sunday in my church. It's Acts 2:42-47. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their numbers daily those who were being saved. That is the essence of creating community with one another. Breaking bread and being able to share experiences, you know, physically or virtually, and adding to your numbers daily is a tremendous reward. And it's not by our hand, is what that verse is really saying, but it's, you know, the faith principle that applies so well to what does it take to get out of our way and build community with one another. And the mastermind, you know, I should probably clarify that if you have a Christian worldview, it is probably a great fit for you. If you're considering it, it's a great fit for you. If it's not something you want to consider, we would still welcome you, but it may not be a great fit for you because we do share principles like that more than we would on the podcast, or at least more than we have on the podcast. And who knows where that goes, but that's our worldview as a group. And I just want to put that out to be clear. And I'm still learning in my faith journey. I've expressed that on a podcast episode previously and in some other places. And I'm transparent about that because I needed to be. It's something I had to learn for myself, that if I don't give that up, so to speak, and how am I supposed to be empowered to learn more and grow? And so I stopped hiding that, and here we are. Anyway, not what I planned to say at all, but here we are again. Anyway, I think that this has been a great conversation. I look forward to continuing it. As we talked about before, today we spent a lot of time talking about connecting with others and what that community could look like. And I love how you beautifully laid that out here at the end, Elizabeth. But we mentioned that the second component would be seeking first to help others, and then to be clear on your offers and your ask. And we're going to talk some more about each of those in upcoming episodes. Mm-hmm. So I hope that, one, you'll share this with someone in your audience or your peer group, your friends group, your community. That would be the best way you could show us support. We'd love to invite you to leave a voicemail. That's yes. So awesome. Or just send us a note. Either way is fine. You can do both of those from podcast.danw.us and just look for the little call out button on the right there to leave us a voicemail. Or you can just sign up and reply to one of the emails you receive from us. That's fine too. All of those are great ways to get in touch and tell us something you've took away from this podcast, or if you'd like us to answer any of your questions, we're happy to do that. And then, yes, so share this with someone in your world, and please do join us next time so that we can continue to help each other grow better.